made of cloth would be a...
A bag.
All right. Is a bag bigger than a sack?
Well, could be.
Could be, or not necessarily.
No, because you have little bags and big bags.
Oh, could you have big sacks and little sacks, too?
That's right.
All right. Now, would a sack always be paper in your mind? Someone said sack, you'd think
paper. At the grocery store, it is.
All right, what about a bag?
Could be.
Do you think of a bag as being paper or cloth?
They don't use cloth ones at the grocery store.
Oh. But if someone said bag to you, would you think paper or cloth?
Depends on what I'm going to use it for. At the grocery store, I'd say paper.
But it could be either one.
Could be either one.
So that you wouldn't make the distinction.
Clothes bag.
A clothes bag would be what?
That'd be cloth.
It'd be cloth. You wouldn't say clothes sack?
No.
Okay. Maybe the distinction then might be in your mind between what goes in it, perhaps.
That's right. What it's used for.
I see.
But the only thing they use at the grocery store is paper sacks.
And that would be for groceries.
And they could be big or little.
What do you call the, suppose you were buying sugar. You would buy what of sugar?
Well, you buy it by the pound, you buy a sack. Uh-huh.
Okay. let's see. You have a clothes bag.
5 pound bag, a 5 pound sack. Bag. I think you'd say 5 pound bag of sugar, wouldn't you?
All right. What about apples, maybe?
You just buy those loose by the pound.
I see. All right. What about a burlap container for things?
Well, that's used more for feed, animal feed.
How would you refer to that container for feed?
A burlap bag.
Did you ever hear it called a croaker sack?
Croaker sack? Oh my, yes.
Is that the same thing mm-hmm. as burlap bag?
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear it called anything else other than croaker sack?
Just a burlap bag or a croaker sack.
All right.
That's how my little sister got scarlet fever. She and my brothers were playing on this pile of croaker sacks. I don't know what Dad was going to use them for. But those sacks contained the germs of the scarlet fever. And she got it. My two brothers got it. Mama got it. They were all sick at one time. She died. The others pulled through.
This is the oldest child.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been... that. Was scarlet fever
scarlet
prevalent in those days? Or was this an unusual case of...
Not too unusual, but it was very contagious. And it was hard to get anybody to come help us. But one of our neighbors just left her house and came and lived with us and took care of all the sick ones.
How wonderful. She didn't get it?
No, she didn't get it.
Well, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Dad didn't get it.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How did they buy flour and meal in those days?
Oh, by the barrel.
All right. To take corn to the mill, would you refer to this as a turn of corn ever? Did you ever hear of the turn of corn?
Mm-mm. I just call it a wagon load.
All right. What about wood? Did you ever hear it referred to as a turn of wood?
No.
How would you refer to the amount of wood you could carry in your arms at one time?
Arm load.
All right. If you have an electric lamp, you have to plug it into the wall, but then to get it to burn, you also have to screw in
a socket?
Well, what do you screw into the socket? The glass thing that you put down and screw in.
Plug.
No, let's see, one of those that's burning.
Bulb.
Or a light.
Light bulb?
Mm-hmm. Fine.